Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Cinephile, welcome back to the Rome Film Fest 2021. We are at Casa Alice and we are still, believe it or not, media partners of its parallel and independent strand, Alice nella Città. This is our daily report from the Italian capital's celebration of movies. And it is also almost coming to an end. I think it's the third last day of the festival, so that's pretty cool. And it's been intense so far. It's been quite emotional. We got, you know, this is the show where we kind of talk about the lowdown, some of the things that are happening, not all of the things that are happening, because we only have a limited amount of time. Anyways, today I have someone else sitting behind the controls, Filippo.
Hello.
Hello, Filippo. What's going on? Say hi to the folks at home.
Hello.
Say hi to the folks at home.
Hello, hi.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, this is not starting on the right foot. Yeah. Already we don't have the special effects and the music, so it's a little strange, but anyways, we don't, do we? Can you press a button and see what happens? Not the red one. Okay, what happened? Something happened? Did something happen? You're pressing everything?
I pressed every button.
Good.
Nothing is happening.
I should have told you not to press the red button. We must not press the red button. You never press the red button.
Should I do it right now?
No, don't ever press the red button.
I'm going to do it.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to
do it. No. Don't do it. We're still live. We're still live, folks. All right, we better get started talking about some films. How about that? We're at a film festival, for goodness sakes. Okay, I've got 3 + 1 to talk about today. Let's begin with Terrorizers from the official selection of the Rome Film Fest. It's Terrorizers. It's a film from Taipei, I think. I forgot to note it. It's by V. Ding Ho. And here's the synopsis. It's the intersecting lives and relationships of a group of 20-somethings in Taipei. And they are tested after a tragic incident that connects them all. It sounds pretty exciting. I don't know what it's about, but it was in the official selection. It happened to be. Not many people talked about it. We didn't interview anybody from it. But I still want to highlight the films that we are not covering because there's nobody that we can interview. I think it's only fair that we do, because everyone deserves space and coverage from the program of their own film fest, because we're here and, you know, let's try. Whatever happened to trying, you know? So I don't know anything about it. I can't evaluate. What I can evaluate is the next film that I want to talk about. It's called Red Rocket, and it's the latest film by one of the most distinctive voices in American cinema today, Sean Baker. What do you think of Sean Baker, Filippo?
I think that you should tell me more about him, because
Sean Baker is one of the most distinctive voices in American cinema today. This is I just said it in the introduction. You could have just repeated that. I would have been happy enough. He is the director of The Florida Project, Tangerine, all sorts of crazy stuff, you know. I like him. I think his cinema sometimes is reminiscent of New Hollywood. And as far as that goes, Red Rocket really recalls the films of the past, you know, of American New Wave of the 70s and 60s, I guess, you know, late 60s and the entire decade of the 70s. People like Arthur Penn, of course, whose retrospective is kind of part of the program of the Rome Film Fest. Anyways, Red Rocket is really, really recalls the type of films about people who are just low down. In fact, it introduced me to a term that I did not know existed. If you knew this term existed, please comment in the section below. Have you ever heard of the term? Have you ever heard of the term suitcase tramp? No, suitcase pimp. Have you ever heard of it?
I did not.
What do you think it means?
Suitcase. Say that again. I just forgot.
Suitcase pimp.
A pimp who holds his horse in a suitcase. Like a very small.
Oh my God, you did not just say the W horse. Word.
Oh! Oops!
And besides, they're, you know, I like to call them ladies, you know? Anyways, it's something like that, but it's not quite. If you want to find out Sean Baker's own definition of it, of course, check out very soon my interview with him, because I interviewed him. We got video of it, so check out the YouTube channel as well, because that's where you'll find my interview with Sean Baker. He was gracious. He was a great man and very friendly, very open to talking about whatever I was asking him. And I'm not going to tell you what suitcase pimp means, because this is what the film is all about. And let me tell you about the synopsis. It's about this guy. His name is Mickey Saber. One heck of a name, right? And he is a washed up porn star, What do you think of pornography, Filippo? I should ask you that. Porn star who returns to his small Texas hometown. Not that anyone really cares that he's back or anything like that. He represents the American, the failure of the American dream. You know what the American dream, Filippo, is? I'm asking you a lot of definitions today, but
yes, I think I know.
Basically, dream big and get successful. You know, that's the American dream, right? And he represents kind of the bad, you know, the negative side of it. You know, how it can corrupt a man's soul, or just lead to nothing at all, and somehow you end up looking like being in your early 40s and looking back in your life and feeling nothing but fear. I kind of feel like that sometimes. So what does that tell you about my life? But anyways, yeah, so very down and out. This is a type of film that you can actually have a good time watching it, because it's kind of like that type of dark comedy where you can either side with the lead character or not. It doesn't really matter. You still experience his life, and whether you're drawn into it or not, and whether you laugh with him or laugh at him or don't laugh at all, it still will have an impact on you. Like I said, it reminded me of some of the earlier American films. One that particularly comes to mind is John Huston's Fat City. Now, hold the phone. Fat City is one of the great films of that time. I think it's as good as it comes as far as New Hollywood is concerned, and depiction of a specific type of masculinity of the American New Wave was concerned. But it's still well worth checking out, and you might love it. Oh, Simon Rex is the star of this film. Simon friggin' Rex, you know? I remember him when I was a kid, and he was a VJ on MTV. I thought he was... I didn't know where he went. I had no idea where he'd gone. And then I realized this guy's the lead in this movie. It's a big film for him. I think this could be the beginning of a world-renowned career in art house cinema. Why not? A lot of people know him from the Scary Movies saga. It can only get better than that, I would hope. All right, folks, here's a little curio that I picked out for you from the Alice in La Città strands. For my third film, I decided to pick a documentary called Cow. That's right. Yesterday, I talked about a film called Lamb. Today, I talk about a film called Cow. And it's almost a joke, you know, but it's true. It's true. They should have an animal section of Alice in La Città where they do films that deal with animals and all that kind of stuff. But it's directed by Andrea Arnold, for God's sakes. Andrea Arnold, a great British filmmaker, I think she's British, of Red Road and my personal favorite, Fish Tank. And she's directed a film where she follows the daily lives of cows. That's it. I haven't seen it, but it's pretty freaking charming of a concept. I love cows. I'm a vegetarian and I love animals. I'm a animal empathy for life, you know. But so very interesting. Now, I said I wanted to add a little thing, a little postscriptum at the end of this daily, because yesterday I got to apologize for something. Speaking of cow, yesterday, like I said, I talked about Lamb, the Icelandic film in the Alice in La Città strand, and I said I wasn't sure about it. Like, I didn't really... I made it seem like I didn't like it. In fact, the first time I watched it, I didn't like it, and I didn't get through to the end. Then I said to myself, God damn it, Matt! Go back to it and watch it. What happened? You are a cinephile. You can't just quit on a film on the grounds of you're not liking the pace or some freaking thing like that. You know what I mean? Did I do something? Did I break something?
You broke my heart.
Okay, that's fine. Unless that's not literal. I didn't literally break your heart, did I? Okay, well, we lost our command, chief commanding officer. I don't know what to call you. Anyways, while he dies, let me just tell you what I want to tell you about. I made it seem like Lamb by Valdemar Johansson is not a good film. I couldn't have been more wrong. I went back to it and I revisited it, and it was completely... Like, this is what I mean All right, this is what I mean. It's a powerful film. If you want to know what it's about, go back and revisit the daily from yesterday. It's basically about a newborn, a mysterious newborn that changes the life of a childless couple that live in rural, remote Iceland, the bumfuck Iceland. I can't say anything in a cleaner way. The Arsinoe of Iceland, okay? And yeah, all right. And the mysterious newborn. I said that I didn't like it. I went back to it, and my God. I got it wrong. I gotta stop. I gotta cruel it out. I was wrong. It's a great film. It is a great film. It's one of a kind. I don't think I've ever seen a film like it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe something is not coming to my head. Maybe Kim Ki-duk or something like someone like that would have made a film like it. But to me, I don't want to give anything at all away. Don't even watch the trailer. If you're watching this stream right now or if you're watching this video, just watch the film. If you see the title, it's produced by A24. It's gonna be around. It stars Noomi Rapace. Just watch it. Just watch it. Don't know anything about it. Watch it. It's called Lamb. Check it out. It's a great film. Let yourself be surprised. Filippo, we've come to the end of our daily report. I'm sorry for scaring you. It was just a notepad. You know, I wanted to make it dramatic. Make a dramatic statement. Yeah. Are you okay now?
I'm better now.
I'm sorry. I get emotional, and you know, there's a lot going on in my life right now.
Yeah,
people,
it's okay, man. It's okay.
All right. So I hope you enjoyed this daily, and I hope I was able to entertain you for a couple of minutes. We will still be here in the Rome Film Fest tomorrow. So check out what we're going to be saying then for another daily in the English language from the Rome Film Fest. We are, of course, also media partners of Alicia nella Città. We will be having lots of interviews, most of which I've been told will be in the Italian language, which I don't like to interview people in Italian. I don't speak it. I pretend to speak it. But till the next time, folks. Till the next time. Stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong, stay cinephile. Stay tuned to this Facebook page. Check out the YouTube channel. Go to fred.fm for more podcast content. And stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.